Hi, welcome. My name is Isabel Dupuis, and this is our new podcast, Fiction Prescriptions. My co-host is Ella Bertoud.
Thanks, Isabel. We're going to be prescribing fiction to cure life's ailments and looking at different issues every month and giving novels, short stories, and poems which relate to particular themes.
We are here today because we want to bring to the world bibliotherapy.
So bibliotherapy has existed for a very long time, since the time of Aristotle, but me and my friend Susan Eldekin started it off at the School of Life in 2007, when we thought it would be a fantastic thing to bring the joys of curing people through fiction to the public. So we started that back then, and since that time, together we've seen hundreds and thousands of people in different contexts at the School of Life and also at festivals around the world. But my day job is to talk to people about their lives and their reading and give them prescriptions in the form of novels. So me and Suze wrote this book, The Novel Cure, an A to Z of Literary Remedies, in 2013. And that is a kind of medical handbook where you can look up any ailment, from apathy to arrogance to sibling rivalry, moving house, being a mother-in-law, having a mother-in-law, some very serious ailments like loneliness and depression and suicidal thoughts, and some much more frivolous. And all of these, you get a cure in the form of a novel. In this book, there's a lot of different ailments, and there's also the very obvious ailments of broken heart, broken leg, and broken china.
Oh my God, yes. And this is where I discovered Ella and bibliotherapy. I was going through a divorce, 20-year marriage, three young children in a foreign country, shattered career, broken heart, and broken china on the way to the broken heart. And nothing was working. I could not raise my head above my grief. I even tried seeing my priest. I read self-help books. I went to therapy. But the thing that finally made me smile and made me see my sorrow no longer as tragedy was the work of fiction, was Nora Ephron's Heartburn. Her characters were obviously unconcerned with my life, unconcerned with my own drama. But the way she handled her own divorce in this story made me see that fiction does something. I mean, life sucks for all of us, but life is always interesting. And so Ella and I met at a Wagamama's for lunch in Brighton in November, and the idea came of bringing a novel cure. And Nora Ephron was her choice for heartbreak, was exactly. One of her choices for heartbreak. So it was, yes.
Yeah, and
it
we
was
both
meant
love
to
it,
be.
Partly because it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very funny book.
Yeah.
But it's dealing with a very serious matter, but it makes it...
It takes the tragedy...
Kind of lighthearted.
Exactly. It takes, yeah. it takes the tragedy out because it becomes a shared experience.
Exactly.
And and she's the one actually who had the line, tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Nice.
And
like
she
that.
Really puts it into action in that book. And it gives you perspective.
Yeah, so hearing your experience of self-medication with heartburn made us talk further about all the things that we could do with bibliotherapy and bring it out to an audience and see what ailments and preoccupations people are having at the
and
moment.
And solutions we could offer. I've been teaching a class on short story and poetry, and so we thought we could maybe add that as ginger shot type of cures.
Nice, exactly. I like that, yeah. Do send in questions if you have any. We'd love to know your particular thoughts, and we'll be ready and waiting with fiction prescriptions.
Yes, so please send us your questions. We can't wait to see them.
Thank you.
Thank you.